He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today. It was a song of his praise. Excuse me. It was a song of his praise. Hallelujah. Well, bless the Lord this morning. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and who healeth all my disease. Hey, go ahead and get on up. Let's give God the glory on this first day of December. And I'm so excited about the month of December because I know that it's the month of a turnaround and the month where we have the power to shift and to declare the year of 2024 and to see to it that we receive everything that we're supposed to even have this month. With that being said, I want to encourage you to go ahead and get up. It's 6 o'clock. Hallelujah. And I know a lot of times we're a little tired, but you should take your little hips to bed last night because you knew you were going to get up and pray this morning. I want you to go ahead and get up and let's love on him. Let's adore him. Let's bless the Lord. Let's go ahead and give God the glory. Extol him and praise the name of the Most High God. I'm excited, as I said, you know, we're starting a consecration on the 4th of December, which is Monday. We'll be starting a consecration, calling on the name of the Lord, believing God for the supernatural. It is a very strict consecration, but I'm telling you that if you commit to it in the month of December, you're going to see a manifestation of the miraculous in your life like you've never seen before. Starting Monday, we'll be praying every morning at 6 a.m. Starting this Monday, we will be praying every morning at 6 a.m. I said starting this Monday, that is coming, the 4th of December, we'll be praying every morning at 6 a.m., calling on the name of the Lord. And then in the evening, we'll be praying also. Hallelujah. But it won't be on the phone. You'll have all the instructions on the fast very shortly in the month of on Sunday when I get ready to prepare. I've been eating like I ain't nobody's business. Praise the Lord as we prepare for this consecration. With that being said, let's go ahead and give God the glory. Get up. Come on. We don't want to play with it. Come on. This is the last month of the year. Praise God. And let's go ahead and give God the glory and exalt him. Let's honor him. Let's extol him. Hallelujah. Let's bless the name of God. Amen. It is the Lord who has kept us. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and we are the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. With that being said, come on, let's enter this place. Let's enter December with the giving of thanks. Somebody did not make it into the month of December. As I sit up and watch the news, people are getting out of here. Amen. There's so many homegoings going on and so many funerals and memorials. But it's 2023, and you are still here. And for that alone, you need to go ahead and give God the glory. So come on, let's bless him. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Hallelujah. Get out the bed. Hallelujah. Ain't he worthy of praise? Isn't he worthy of a real praise, not a tired one? Amen. Worthy of praise, an energetic praise. Come on, let's go ahead and get up. And let's get ready to bless the name of God. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we celebrate you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we extol you. God, I honor you today. I bless your name. Hey, my shata. I give you the glory. I elele mandolo kosha. Ekele mandele kisi ele mandolo lobo mi yoshia. God ebele felende l'ecclesiala bahakataya. Mukalo okoshna. Lebandili kivele di alotalamanda. Ondolo mokusele meendele lelebe kiti alalasha. We bless your name. We honor you. We extol you. We irobokosha. We adore you. We bless the name of God. We give you the glory. We exalt you. We place none before you. We shabbat you. We honor you this December 1st. We bless you this morning. And we thank you that there were 12 months this year and you kept us. Just another day that the Lord, just another day that the Lord has kept us. Just another year that the Lord has preserved me. You kept me from all evil. You kept me because my mind was stayed on you. And I want to take a minute to bless you. I want to take a minute to give you the glory. I want to take a minute to honor you. I want to thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your abundant grace. Thank you, hallelujah, for being the God of provision. Thank you that I didn't have a stroke. Thank you that you didn't throw me away. Thank you that I didn't throw you away. You kept me in my right mind. You sustained me. You were good to me when I was bad to you. You were faithful when I was unfaithful. I appreciate you. I honor you. I adore you. I love you today. Thank you for the month of December. Thank you that you preserved me. Thank you that you kept me. Thank you that you loved me with an everlasting love. Thank you that you did not throw me away, but you're the God of a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you, Lord, for putting up with me. Thank you this year, hallelujah, for preserving me and loving me. I give you the praise, hallelujah. Come on, thank him for keeping your parents. Thank him for keeping your children. Thank him for keeping your niece and nephews. Thank him for keeping your mind. Somebody right now is walking the streets, don't even know who they are, but you are clothed and in your right mind. You have the use and activity of your limbs. You may not have everything that you want, but you have a roof over your head. You got clothes on your back. You got shoes on your feet. You got teeth and you can chew. You got eyes and you can see. You got ears and you can hear. You got a mouth and you can talk. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him today. Adore him. Bless the name of God. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless him for loving you. Bless him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you're not in the hallelujah. You're not a paraplegic. Bless him that you had a mind to talk to him this morning. So many people wake up every morning and don't even tell him thank you. Don't even tell him good morning. Don't even love him. But look at you. You're not perfect, but you got a mind to be on the phone and to talk to the Lord this morning. Lift your hands and bless him. Mele maluku shelemandalo hosia. Oh, we love you today. Thank you for repairing relationships. Thank you for restoring homes. Thank you that the hearts of the father is turned to the children and the hearts of the children is turned to the father. Thank you that when my mother and father forsake me, the Lord takes me up. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your infinite wisdom. You are God. You are the greatest man on the universe. You are the Prince of Life. You're the King of Life. You're the Immortal One. Hallelujah. You're the great potentate. You're the great majestic King. You are faithful. You are righteous. You are loving. You are full of compassion. You are rich in mercy. You are the God, hallelujah, who was, who is, and is to come. You're worthy to receive glory, worthy to receive honor, worthy to receive praise. Hallelujah. You're worthy of blessing. You're worthy of power. You are the Lamb who is worthy to open the book of the seal thereof. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You're the stone hewn out of the mountain. You're the stone that the builders have refused. Glory to God. You're the I Am. You're the King. You're immortal. You're invisible. You are faithful. You are righteous. You're my advocate. You're my antidote. You're my cure. You're the Lamb who was slain before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. You are my candy. You are my drug. Hallelujah to God. You are my nicotine. You are my crack. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are my alcohol. You're my everything. You're the reason I woke up this morning. You're the reason I go to bed at night. Hallelujah. I bless your name. I honor you. I adore you. Oh, Lord, our Lord. How majestic is your name in all the earth. Come on, bless him. Come on, give him the glory. Oh, bless the name of God. Hallelujah. 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 I commence this new month of December. I come with gratitude. I release this month into your hands. And I declare that in the month of December, hallelujah, your perfect will shall manifest in my life. I declare that everything that I am to receive in December, I will receive this month. I declare that your perfect will manifest in my life. It will manifest in the life of my children. It will manifest in my household. It will manifest in my business. I declare that the month of December will be a great month. I declare divine navigation. Your word declares that you will lead me in the path of righteousness. And I declare in the name of Jesus that you will help me to navigate. You will show me how to navigate this month. I thank you for being my divine GPS. I thank you for showing me, hallelujah, how to navigate this month. Show me who to talk to. Show me when to talk. Show me when to hush. Give me divine navigation. I declare that this month I'm going to make godly decisions. My children will make godly decisions. My wife, my husband, my family, my business will make godly decisions. I declare in the name of Jesus that I will have divine strategies and declare that I will be established. I thank you for divine favor this month, uncommon favor, unending favor, supernatural favor through the month of December. Come on, if you don't know how to pray, just say what I'm saying. If you don't know what to say, say what I'm saying. Declare that December will be a great month. Declare that doors of opportunity are open before you. Doors of opportunity are open before me, before my children, before my business, before everyone connected to me. I declare this month I will have divine connections. The month of December will be a month of divine connection. I declare divine protection and divine preservation. I declare that no evil shall befall me. No plague shall come near my dwelling. I am covered. I am protected. I am kept by the power of God. I declare that no cancer, no disease, no infirmity, hallelujah, no accidents, incidents, bloopers, and blunders will come near my dwelling this month. I declare that my children, my husband, my wife, my family, my mother, my father will not experience accidents this month because they have divine protection. I cancel clumsiness. I cancel any unnecessary falls. I cancel falling. Hallelujah. Slipping. No broken bones. No broken hips. No broken legs.
no broken feet. Hallelujah. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I come against every sudden attack, every sneak attack, every sudden attack that desires me not to go into 2024. I rebuke premature death. I rebuke cancer. I rebuke negative reports that desire to frustrate the year of 2024 for my life. And I declare in the name of Jesus that every sickness and every ailment, whether it's physical or spiritual, I destroy it. I annihilate it from my house, from my household, from my children. I declare in the name of Jesus that it will not work. I decree and declare that financial breakthroughs will be my portion this month. I command breakthroughs in the mail, breakthroughs in my account, breakthroughs financially in business, breakthroughs wherever the sole of my feet shall tread. I declare that I will not just have provision, I will have unusual provision. I will have supernatural provision. I will have overflowing provision. Your word declares that you supply all my need. I am a giver. I am a tither. Ele, Elo, Mulian Kalama, Yandelebelebe Shata, Shatoboku, Silimi, Silimiki, Zelemandolokosha, Jalekele Mandoloko, Sielamanda, Yamaniosi, Elemandele Babaya, and delay, Kololobosha. And in the name of Jesus, I declare financial breakthrough this month. I declare that I will not be broke this month. I will not have this month. My children will have. My business will prosper. I declare that KCC will prosper. KCC Houston, KCC Charlotte, KCC Jacksonville, KCCs all over the world. I thank you for divine provision. I declare, hallelujah, that I will be used of God this month. Lord, I belong to you. I declare that I'm your child. My mouth is your mouth. My ears are your ears. My feet are your feet. I thank you that my steps are ordered by you this month. My children's steps are ordered by you. My family's steps are ordered by you. I thank you for divine strategies. I thank you for divine and supernatural strategies. I thank you that I'm going to have a great month, that your thoughts towards me this month are good and they are not evil. And in the name of Jesus, everything that you have intricately designed for my life, I command a manifestation this month. Ande lebeko shalamanda, I declare that this month is ordained for my breakthrough. This month is ordained for my favor. I thank you that I'm walking in favor this month. I thank you that every desire and every aspiration and every dream that I desire to see come to pass, it will come to pass. I speak to the womb of December, and I declare that everything that belongs to me, I command you to give it up. I command you to give it up. I command you to give it up, not only December, but everything in 2023 that I was supposed to receive, that I did not receive because of my lack of prayer, because of my ignorance, because of my foolishness. In the name of Jesus, I command a release. I command a release. I command a release of everything that I'm supposed to have. Hey, 2023, I command you to release my harvest, release my breakthrough, release my favor. Mokosha. Mokosha, Mokoshebe, Menkelema, Landalakuya, Lita Limindele Meke Solando, Loko Zia La Mandala Bashata, Yandalo Moko Shikele Mandia. I thank you for boldness. I thank you for boldness to witness, boldness to preach, boldness to evangelize. Thank you for boldness. I thank you for supernatural strength to do this fast this month. I declare that I cannot do this fast in my flesh, but with your power and with your strength and with your anointing, I thank you that I have the power to finish. And I declare that I will finish strong. I declare that I will finish strong. I declare that I will finish strong. Hey, Melekosha, I declare that December is a great month of favor, a great month of turnaround, a breakthrough, a release, of change. I declare it in the name of Jesus. Omo Shande, Yemandelebe Kabo Shikiabasha. Sickness leave bodies right now. Infirmities leave bodies right now. Disease, confusion, meke mosha, feelings of inadequacy, feelings of not good enough, demons of shame, break off of them right now. Break off of every individual on this phone. And I declare that you are not condemned. You are valuable. You are somebody. You are loved by God. Elelebasha, elemandoloko shaya. Elemando, and whatever you lost this year, in the month of December, you're going to make up the time. Iriakoshekelemanda, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, you say hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. I'm sorry. Say hallelujah. This is the first day of the month. There are 31 days this month. You know it is our custom that on the first of the month, the Bible says, honor the Lord with the first fruit of thine increase. It is our custom that right now we are sowing a seed of $31. Everybody, wherever you are, dollar sign, PBCJR, go to your Cash App right now. Let's consecrate this month and let's sow a seed of $31 at dollar sign PBCJR. Koloko Shekele Melandolomosia Handalabashati Obokosa. Yende rebe kia ramando robosai. Handa rabasai. It is our custom. Horobosho kobonde. Melende lebi arabanzike lerebando robosha. You know it is our custom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is what we do. Praise God. On the first of the month, we sow our $31 seed. Hallelujah, because we know, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, what happened, we're sanctifying this month, we're giving this month to him, amen, and we're decreeing that we are going to have a great month. We're decreeing that the month of December is going to be a great, great, great month. You will not go under. Hallelujah. You will not be destroyed. Hallelujah. This is going to be a great, great, great month. We declared that. So I want you to sow your seed in faith, believing God. That's right. Believing God. Sow it for your children. Sow it for your family. Sow it for your business. Hallelujah. Amen. Mama, go sow it for your daughter and tell her to give you your $31 back. Sow it for your son and tell him to give you your $31 back. But let's sow that seed of $31 today. Listen to me. The month of December, for my life and for those who are connected to me, it is our Jonah month. You know, it's our Nineveh month. Nineveh was in a bad place, but they went on a three-day fast for 3 days and three nights, and God brought deliverance to the nation, all because people got together and fasted. This fast, God has given us some very strong instruction, and I'm telling you, most of you going to do what you want to do because most of you, the devil just beats you down and your flesh is out of control. And you let things run you. And I want to say this to you. I always tell you all, I get in trouble with people when they get mad at me, but I say, alcohol don't send you to hell. Cigarettes don't send you to hell. But the issue is God doesn't want you to turn to it. He wants to be your everything.
He doesn't want you to turn to a drug or turn to alcohol or turn to anything over him. He wants to be your peace. He wants to be your security. There are addictions that some of you have this year that this month, that thing is going to break up off of you. Amen. Don't do it this month. I understand that everybody in church don't have it all together. How do I know that? Because I'm in church and I don't have it all together. But I'm telling you that if you can abstain this month, amen, beat your body under subjection. Amen. Control your appetites this month. Control your desire to have weed. Control your desire to smoke, drink. Amen. Whatever that thing is, if you honor the Lord on the fast this month, you're going to see major breakthroughs and major turnarounds. We're starting our fast on the 4th of December at 6 o'clock a.m. That is when the fast starts. On Sunday, at all locations, we'll be given the instructions. Of course, I'll be giving it in Houston on Saturday, but we'll be given the instructions for the fast on Sunday because we're starting Monday at 6 a.m. This is, the Lord said to me, one of the greatest fasts of my life, similar to the fast of when I went on an 88-day and night fast. Now, I'll be on a stricter fast than most of you. I'm going to give you all instructions of what you can eat, but I probably won't be eating nothing. Amen. From the 4th to the 22nd. That's just something that I believe the Lord is calling me to. I believe that. I believe. Amen. He might let me have something, but I don't know. I'm just telling you, let's believe God for the supernatural. And let's believe God to change our finances, our children, our families, our businesses. And we're going to believe God that 2024 is going to be a great year because God said it's going to be big. I'm ready to take over the world. I'm ready to reach the lost. Hallelujah to God. I'm ready for the supernatural in a way that we've never seen before. So I'm challenging everybody, every person on this call, if you got $31 to your name, sow it. Sow it. Find it and sow it. Tell somebody, I need $31 because I need to sow it because this is going to be this is going to be a great year for me. Are you listening to me? I cannot leave this year the same way. There is something that I'm after, and I won't let go until I get it. I'm going to beat my body under subjection and humble my soul through fasting and prayer. And as I said, don't worry about your weight. Because I was talking to, I believe, Sister Joy. Isaiah 58 declares that he's going to make your bones fat as a result of fasting. That's Isaiah 58. You make your bones fat. Glory to God. So let's believe God for the supernatural. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. We don't have prayer this evening at 6 p.m. We just commanded our morning. I commanded our month this morning. Now, you should be praying and loving on God, praying in the Spirit, believing God for breakthrough and supernatural change this month. Put your faith out there. But you got today, tomorrow, Sunday, amen, to be carnal. Eat what you're going to eat, hallelujah. Some of you may not need to do that because when you have so much in your system, it makes the fast harder. Because your body going to go to manifest because you're getting ready to deprive it of sugar. But if you're skilled to fast and know how to do it, then you can just do it. Whatever it is, let's get ready to break the bands of wickedness this month for the supernatural. Spells and witchcraft and hexes and vexes are going to be broken off of your life. Every person sow that seed of $31. The dollar sign, PBCJR, and let's believe God for the miraculous. I love you so much. Thank you so much for your faithfulness, your commitment, and let's get ready to tear Satan's kingdom down. He's defeated, but we're going to destroy the altars that he's built in your life. Amen. and we're ready to walk into our next level. I'm so excited about the month of December. I don't know what to do with myself. I know I'm going to heaven. I'm going to have some angelic encounters. He's going to show me things that are to come in the month of 2024. It's just going to be a phenomenal month, and I'm excited about it. You are blessed. I love you, and I'll see you in prayer.
Hey!
Monday morning. You are blessed. More grace.